97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So, was there any sports on TV last night?
We were on ESPN. The St. Louis Blues were.
Did the Yankees play?
That was on FS1.
I was watching part of that game. Started out strong. Guardians made stupid mistakes.
The who?
Guardians.
Oh, Mark,
the same as the Indians?
Yes, I was watching. I've obviously been reporting on it, but I was watching the game, and I'm like, when did they become the Guardians?
I'm like, because it's not politically correct.
Yes, they were the Indians.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. What do they call the Washington football team now?
Commanders.
Oh, so the Redskins. I usually just wear my Redskins shirt to work on those days, just to remind people. You don't have to buy into that stuff.
Remember the little Chiefs fan?
What's that?
Remember the little
Chiefs
fan?
Oh, yeah, he sued.
He won that lawsuit, by the way.
Really?
I believe he did. I believe he did.
I'm glad to hear that. I was watching a little bit of the Kentucky Midnight Madness basketball thing last night, so I kind of tuned all other sports out. But I'm sure that was a big topic of discussion with Gordon Deal this morning. Let's get to Nicole. Nicole Murray, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're not a big sports fan, right?
No, I enjoy sports, for sure.
Okay. Were you watching the Yankees or I mean, where's Gordon come down on all that? Is he a Mets fan or?
I don't know exactly which baseball team he roots for, but I will say that a lot of the games are on past my bedtime, so that's the big hurdle.
So he's the stadium announcer for
the Giants.
The Giants. Yeah, I thought so. And I just wondered if he followed one of the other New York baseball teams. You're either Mets or you're Yankees. You can't be both, right?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I just you know, I mean, I know the Yankees were playing last night, so
I'm a little scared to approach the subject.
Oh,
if you
I guess
the wrong team.
Mm-hmm.
it's a little bit of an insult.
I get that.
I
know the stock market was up and down yesterday. What's going on out there?
So right now, futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 324, the NASDAQ down 187, and the S&P 500 down 44. Grocery store chain Aldi is opening a new location in Florissant this week. The store offers fresh produce, cheese and wine, gluten-free and plant-based grocery options, and more. The grocer is known for its low prices and simple selections. The store will host a grand opening tomorrow, and the first 100 customers will receive a gift bag and gift card. The strike among Boeing factory workers has entered its second month. Employees of the plane maker held a large rally yesterday to demand better wages. Boeing recently announced it will cut roughly 10% of its workforce to cut costs amid the strike. Walgreens reported fiscal fourth quarter sales and profit that beat Wall Street's expectations, reflecting the company's efforts to slash costs. The retail drugstore chain also said it plans to close roughly 1,200 stores over the next 3 years. This includes 500 closures in fiscal 2025 alone. The National Retail Federation said it expects consumers to spend more during the upcoming holiday shopping season, but the growth in sales to be slower than last year because of inflation concerns. The agency predicts that shoppers will spend up to $989 billion between November and December, which would represent a 3.5% year-over-year increase. Spending increased by 3.9% in 2022. The average interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.52%. This is up from 6.36% the week prior. Total mortgage application volume fell 17% last week compared with the previous week. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Refinance demand fell 26% week over week. And finally, a lot of weird fashion trends are emerging this fall. This time, one-legged trousers are gaining popularity on and off the runway. Experts say the asymmetrical trend is likely inspired by the no-pants obsession seen in the past few seasons.
What are one-legged trousers?
Exactly how it sounds. One has full length, like is a full.
And the other's like shorts?
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. Why don't you wear these dead of winter here and see how that goes over?
Are these for men or women?
Mainly women from what I've seen, but I wouldn't be surprised if a version for men gets released shortly after, especially if they do well sales-wise. But
now, my own daughter has certainly worn these, but I've made fun of her every time as well. The jeans that look like a bear mauled the front of them. They got the big, you know, claw rakes through them. They look like they're tattered. But I just can't imagine her wearing something with one leg and not a leg on the other one. That's crazy.
One-legged bodysuits I've seen a lot more of as well.
That's just dumb. I mean, is it like the fall appropriate attire because it's, you know, a little chilly and a little warm at the same time by the afternoon? So that way you're kind of covered on one leg for the morning and then it's relief when it goes up to 80 in the afternoon.
To be honest, I don't think any of it's practical. I think it's all fashion. Plus, people hate pants these days. They'll wear tights. They'll wear underwear,
really?
Shorts.
Whoa,
shirts.
Tights are better than pants?
I'm not saying they're better. I'm saying people have worn it instead of pants.
Oh, my. There's no. That's ridiculous. I promise you.
Google it. If you look on the New York Post, you will find pictures of this very trend in the article explaining the one-legged trousers.
Here's the thing. Are you one of those people who sticks one leg out of the sheets at night just to like to moderate your temperature?
Yes, I do.
In the sheet and you put one foot out or one leg out?
Oh, absolutely not. My legs will not. Well, my legs, I guess it depends. Is my leg hanging out over the bed? Because that's not okay.
No, not over the bed. Just out of the sheets.
Like the dead of summer, I still have on my big comforter. I cannot sleep with just a sheet.
Wow.
I feel exposed.
Whoa.
Well, it's 32 here this morning. I don't know what the temperature is up where you are, Nicole. But
low 40s. It's not enjoyable.
All right. I'm with you. It's coming, isn't it?
It is. It's already here. I kind of hate it.
I know. All right. Nicole, thank you. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yep, you bet. Yeah. Let's hope that fashion stays on the East Coast and doesn't make it to St. Louis. If I see somebody walking down the mall in one-legged trousers, as she described it, I'm going to laugh out loud at them.
I mean, people are trying to find anything to start a trend. And a lot of it starts on TikTok, I feel like. And it's weird. And then the fashion designers catch on. I don't know. I'm not saying that's how all trends start. But it seems like a lot of the stuff comes from TikTok, of all places.
I am subtracting IQ points if I see you wearing that, honestly. It's like immediately.
I feel like if the left would seriously probably want to adopt a policy where it's completely acceptable to walk around naked. We're one step away from that. With some of the outfits that I see people wearing, especially these tights for pants, you might as well walk around without pants on or tights on at all. Because a lot of them are, some of them are see-through.
Wow. Really?
Well, I mean, they have some opaque ones, but they also have some that, and now people might be like, well, those are pantyhose. Whatever. They're not comfortable either way.
What in the world is going on? Honestly. That's kind of where we are these days, huh? Unbelievable.
Get more at 971talk.com.